nanotechnology is now blending with human augmentation, and the transhumanist agenda is now here. It's upon us. In so many ways, there's been an age of disclosure.
But you really burrow in, you and your teams, I watch your show and the other shows you produce all the time, into the transhumanism. This is the real ultimate revolution. So
the funniest thing is that MKUltra is a current program. You know, Jesse Beltran has bravely been amongst the leaders who are exposing that it's an ongoing agenda to try to not just hijack the human mind, but the soul itself.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Are we bad that we're just proving our case over and over again and giving new information and just adding to it? People kind of know now. You know what I mean? Like, more and more, we should still cover what they've done. That's important. But we also start covering, what are we going to do about it? And we'll talk about that in a moment. There's ways to mitigate this. But this is cut and dry that they've done stuff that's all punishable with, you know, life in prison or worse under the law. But what are we going to do to stop them? That's another big question. But we'll get to that in a little while.
Yeah, just so everyone understands, the whole goal was to master your mind, conquer your mind, being able to control your thoughts, being able to control your biometrics, being able to control your biochemistry. That's really what this is all about. And then if you have that kind of power, again, you've now got a technology to completely rule the world. You can manipulate economies. There is virtually nothing that you can't achieve through this.
And you know what's crazy? In my film Endgame, I cover all the films free. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I made it in 2007. It's more important than ever. It's evergreen, ultra-green. In there, you have Francis Galton, the father of eugenics, modern eugenics, in the 1850s. He gets a royal commission. He hires all the top scientists. Remember, the British were always giving the equivalent of like $20 billion to make a clock that could tell time to 1 second a day and be on a ship. And lo and behold, 5 years later, suddenly they had it. Like, that was like, no one could even imagine that, but enough money, people did it. Well, they put out all these big bounties, and they said, we want to know what makes the body work. We want to know how, they called that biometrics as just a theoretical thing. And then here we are now. And here's the biometrics isn't just scanning your face for people that don't know. It's knowing how the whole body works, everything. It's not just the mind, it's the cells. And you look at what Galton and all them did, and out of him came the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Blairs, the Darwins, and they all had this is all public mainline books, but nobody knows it, a secret breeding program to try to create the Ubermensch. That's where Hitler got it. And they created a bunch of mentally ill and deformed people, 3-4 generations, but it did create some super IQs. And two of those were Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World in 1929, and his brother, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley wrote that, and his other brother, Julian Huxley, was the head of the World Eugenics Society and the first head of UNESCO. And how do I know that? Well, he wrote Brave New World Revisited in 60, a few years before he died. He gave that's Aldous Huxley did, that wrote Brave New World. He gave an hour-long speech at Berkeley, a little over an hour, and he admits this is the plan. This book isn't really a book. It's a futurist projection of the year 2020 to or so, and he says it won't be a 1984 world where we stomp on you. That's just for a few people that wake up. You're going to love your servitude. We're going to engineer a new, we're going to plant things in all of you. We're going to put you on drugs and make you love your servitude. And he talks about his brother and the UN and the world government and how you guys are too stupid to even know this, but I'm here telling the academics so you'll be the new rulers and the upper class like they have in Brave New World. So Brave New World is actually the psychos telling you what they're going to do. Like when a psycho says, I'll kill a girl next week at the fair, and they mail it in. They believe they need to tell you. Why do you think they need to tell you what they're going to do before?
You know, that's a good question. And I've never really understood that, because if I put myself in their shoes, if I'm going to be committing a crime, am I going to be telling everyone? No, it doesn't make sense.
I know what I do.
So,
I'm joking.
So unless you think you've already won the game.
Right.
They're
right.
Toying with us.
Yes. Right. That's the only reason you would just be putting it blatantly out in your face.
I don't think they would ever release the Epstein files on any level, because they didn't have to. No public pressure was going to do it unless they thought they had their next play already firmly in hand.
Thanks for having me. having me. Before I start, wanted to pitch a couple of the products there for the listeners. The bovine colostrum has been fantastic. My mom had tremendous results, similar to the results your mom had with her hair and skin. Methylene blue, the mental clarity, the focus has been amazing. I just found that I just needed to up the dose a little bit from the recommendation, and then that really hit. So definitely helps to support the broadcast. Alex, the reason you're so successful and the reason so many people chime in is because you have the best guests. That does include Victor Boot, but I will reference the legendary Gerald Celente. What does he say time after time? When there's nothing left, they take us to war.
The bovine clause is incredible. The methylene blue, you fund us. You're our funders, not the Israelis or the Muslims or the Russians or the U.S. government. You fund us at thealexjonesstore.com. And the new news site for all the feeds and articles is alexjoneslive.com. And on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
So now that we know that MKUltra is real, do you think it's possible they could deploy that technology or something very similar through social media channels? Do you think it could be happening right now to millions of people all at once?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
The payload, what's inside of these mRNA delivery system, that is put into anything that ingests into your body, any type of lotion, any of that stuff goes inside. When you test the payload using direct energy or energy dispersive X-ray spectroscopy, the payload is always a lot of graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide.
They're loading you with the plug.
Semiconductive materials that nano assemble, that assemble in Tesla.
So the shot puts in the basic blueprint, then they got to dump it in to help grow it.
Yeah, and they basically take all this stuff, graphite and everything else that's in a computer, reduce it down, so it's RGO, reduced graphene oxide, and reduced everything else, so that when it goes inside of the body, the LED lights that they make everybody take, you can't get incandescent lights anymore, and all the 5G plus waves, that synergistic waves.
What was the Johnny Depp movie that came out like 15 years ago? Transcendence? He becomes the AI and turns into a powder that goes into the Earth's atmosphere and grows and absorbs into all of us. We all become one with him through. I think it's a silicate dust.
Yeah.
They told us again.
They basically took
these
everything
sick
that needed to be a computer. They figured out how to. And it feeds off your body. Every fluid in your body is
alkaline. That's the ultimate form of rape.
It's an alkaline battery.
It is rape. Like Bill Gates is a rapist. It's he wants to rape your freedom, take your food away, make you eat bugs, make you take shots. It's the ultimate rape.
It's complete rape. And these people that are obviously been operating above the law, they're part of a system that created society from the top down that was all about maintaining control. When we're sitting,
and they think they own us.
Yeah, we're not going to go to a sheriff's office or to an agency and say, go pick up Gates. No, that's the agency that's going to be protecting him. Mm-hmm. It boils down to, if nothing ever happens, they plan on eradicating our species. So,
I can tell you the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, I've been in the Barnes & Noble, HEB food store, and you'll just see all the time. Looking forward to the end of humans. Humans are bad. Don't have kids. I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Bill Gates is like, I really want to get rid of everybody. Now, please take my shot. I don't want you to be sick. Yeah. Back to the metaphysical. There's also a rule, though. You got to have fine print. So we copy God's law. The vampire has to ask permission to be let into your house. So he'll trick you to do it. Oh, can I come in and say hi? And then once you've done that, he thinks he has, am I welcome in your house? You think he just wants to step across the thing. It's a contract. Am I welcome in your home? Yeah. Well, yes, this one time I'll have you in, but you're not thinking, oh, sure, you're welcome in my home. Now he's going to fly through like a bat through the window at night, okay? That's the metaphysical example, because it's all a contract. They have to tell you what they're going to do before. And so the karma doesn't come back on them, because if you do it through free will, it lessens the karmic load that they're going to get, because that's how you think, well, the universe isn't like that. Seems like God would see that. No, God stays back and doesn't touch it, but there is this feedback loop. So if they can get you to know it and accept it by your free will, they don't get the blowback.
They spelled it out perfectly for us at the World Economic Forum for decades. They were very open about what their plans were. And now when we're doing... I've seen
you will eat the
thousand
bugs.
People. Yeah, you will eat the bugs, and you will like it. All the people that I've seen him scan, about 1,000 people, probably, all different types of people, and everybody is testing for these. So The system is in the person. It is using their alkaline fluids as the alkaline battery to battery it. You're the battery for this.
Just like the Matrix.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they can put it in a Tylenol pill. They can put it in an allergy pill. They can put it in your COVID shot. They can put it in your cucumbers. They can put it in anything. And once it's inside of you and it assembles, it is testable and measurable. It's being tested in every single person. It's just a matter
of... And then we have thousands of patents by top companies admitting it.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, bottom line is getting those things out of your body faster than they're coming back in is the difference between you as an individual human being literally being attached to their wide body area network.
Well, that's the next thing. And I'll tell viewers point blank, yeah, it takes money to run this operation. I'm absolutely pitching you something right now. But everything we've said is true. I've been covered for 30 plus years. The difference is I began to seek out, I began to search out how to get rid of spike protein, how to counter the nanotech matrices that they're pulling out of everybody's arteries, and it's happening. And already knew who Jesse Beltran was, but found these guys. And I knew forever, because I had sponsors 30 years ago about zeolites, you got heavy metals and toxins, but they have a special zeolite. Absolutely. Just like I say, there's chemicals in the water. Here's the highest rated filter with the studies. Buy it. It's great. It funds our operations. We can help others. It's symbiotic. I'm like a restaurant that wants to have great food, great prices, great service. I want you back over and over again. So this is a point blank pitch that people have been asking. They noticed I got really healthy and did intermittent fasting and lost about 70 pounds. And I started working really hard again, 18 hours a day, and getting back about 10 pounds. It didn't look bad, but you know, it was okay. But in the last 3-4 months, just religiously taking your masterpiece zeolite that's different than anybody else's. The others are worthwhile as well if they're a good brand. But this is special. You'll hear why in a minute. Everybody's like, how, you're not even working out as much. Well, what's going on? And it is definitely the zeolite that is doing this. And the stuff that came out of my skin, I mean, I've never really had a lot of zit problems or oil, but obviously you work out, you're young. Even when I get older, sometimes, you know, you'll have like little oil things, whatever. But after about 2-3 weeks on your product, I would sit there when I was working out around the yard, working in the yard or something, and I would do my hand over my head or my thighs, and it was like pieces of sand. But it wasn't like white sand or yellow sand. I'd look at it, it was like gray, and I'd smell it. You know, we all do that. Don't say I'm gross to do that. It's natural. Your body's checking, like your brain wants to know, what is that? And it smelled like metal. Yeah. And then I later found you had all these posts, even though I already knew you, all about that and photos of it with you.
Yeah.
So talk about Masterpiece, because, folks, regardless, we're changing the world. We're exposing all this. It's great. You're funding the operation, what we're doing, but it really works. And I think you're insane if you don't get on Masterpiece, a very special zeolite. So give them the pitch here, because you guys have something very special.
Yeah, Masterpiece is something that has been proven. David Icke's film team, David Icke was on Masterpiece, experienced it. We did a actual study on media access control, Bluetooth.
And by the way, David Icke won't say something is the way he thinks it unless he believes it. I love David, but he is like a mule when it comes to it. So you got David to endorse something. I've never seen David endorse any product than his own.
He went out to a field 4 times in the United Kingdom in the middle of nowhere where we had human clinical study participants walking through the field, pick up the Bluetooth signal. Then we put them on Masterpiece. We had them come back out twice. The first time, there was only one of the Bluetooth codes that wasn't showing. The next time was all. But he did that for free. But that's one study. We've done 6 studies. We've done a study with...
By the way, you forgot to bring the documents we had last week. We'll put those in post. You've done major studies. You've shown people what 70% mitigation,
right, on Masterpiece. Studies, not just someone in their basement, but...
Well, you're not citing somebody else's study. You've done the studies.
Right.
Talk about that. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you're fine. We weren't talking about like, we're referencing a zeolite study from 20 years ago. No, we used Masterpiece with study participants doing the right scientific approach so that we could put it up to not just a public. All of our studies are put through the double-blinded peer-reviewed process, which is the gold standard for scientific rigor. What that means is what's in those studies that we're going to talk about real quickly is results that are called scientific fact. This is not like baseless claims. This isn't me saying at the tie to my neck, oh, we get aluminum out. We get all these. When we are talking about Masterpiece's formula, you are talking about nature's delivery system. And this is what I mean by that. Zeolite clinoptilolite is a sea mineral with a highly magnetic negative charge. It has the strongest negative charge in nature. Why is that important? Because the opposite, positive, negative and positive, magnets attract, poisons are positive charge. Okay, what makes zeolite amazing is it also gets out the fluoride. Fluoride is the one of the few negatively charged particles. So when we have Masterpiece, the zeolite is at the atomic level. You're talking about 10,000 times smaller than a human cell, to kind of give you a reference. And it magnetically is coated with minerals, the highest sourced grade minerals. Your body is water and minerals. It's very important when you think about zeolite coming in, carrying the minerals, grabs a toxin out, and replaces that toxin immediately with a mineral. When the toxin hits Masterpiece, it displaces the minerals. People don't get the detox reactions that you would expect from something so effective, or what they call the Herxheimer. But what you can expect, folks, when you get these poisons out of your body, you don't just start sleeping deeper. You don't just start dreaming more vivid and lucid than you have since you can remember, because it's cleaning off your pineal gland. We're talking about things that happen across the board. When you take Masterpiece consistently, you are going to feel better in every way. Why? Because the one root cause to all sickness and diseases is poisoning. You're not sick, you're poisoned. If you're taking something that's actually getting those poisons out, you are going to feel better. The quality of your life goes up through the roof, and literally for around $1 a day, you have, we see over and over again, what people profess to be miracles. They usually are saying, I've been dealing with this issue my whole life. I've tried everything to get rid of it. 2 weeks on, and this thing is gone. Have we done studies with Jesse? This is how we met. He was the third-party analyzer for our silicon based, where it's amazing that we're got to have this relationship, because Jesse set us straight in the fact that the Bluetooth phenomena that was coming off of people wasn't nearly enough. That wasn't much of any of this internal computer biosystem. So with Masterpiece, you have something that is on a broad spectrum level, going to get all the crud and all the stuck environmental poisons and pollutants. Many of these are nefarious and purposely put into our bodies. And you're going to be able to feel better on all levels. The mental clarity that you have, the connectivity that you have just towards people, you become a better person. And I don't know how else to put it. Your health gets better. When you feel better and you think better, you do better. And it's been a joy to see platforms like Alex stand for the truth and get with us, because we've been pretty attacked out there with everything that's going on. You want to add anything?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the MK Ultra issue, because it all ties in together. You know, what were the objectives? Now, in 1953, it was stated by a CIA security officer to the representatives of Project Artichoke what the three objectives were. And I want to go over these three objectives really quick, and then we can pull up the video number five, get ready to show that. Number one objective was to extract information. They were utilizing techniques to do that using drugs, hypnosis, and other elements. Then the other aspect of the Project Bluebird was field testing. That was their second objective. And the third objective was total behavior control. And they would do research and the developments of the control and activities of mental capacities in individuals and whether they were willing or not. And the reason I want to bring this up is because, yeah, the mRNA, the nanotech, turning each and every one of you human beings into a node is one aspect of it. But you are also manipulated and programmed
through
other agencies, yeah, like media, okay?
And it's not just CIA and Justice Department and FBI agents and State Department. Assange was hearing voices and music and all this. And obviously, they had plans to kill him whenever he was hiding out in that embassy and all that. So, I mean, they were jacking with him, too.
Yeah, obviously, Assange was being hit with this AHI phenomenon, which, you know, back in 2010...
There's no red shot, guys.
We were already talking to everyone, it was electronic terrorism, and they were using radio frequencies to affect him. So if we can bring up video number five, Frank Church and the CIA and manipulating people via the media.
This is what, 76?
Yes.
All right, here's the Frank Church Committee hearings, U.S. Senate.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. Now, we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think you've got to be much more careful about it.
And they're talking about Operation Mockingbird there, the media putting out CIA propaganda, and then they repealed the law under Obama, the Smith-Mundt Act, where it's legal to lie to us.
Absolutely. And here's the crazy thing. You have stayed true to who you are, Alex. Journalism was the way we kept government in check. True journalism. And what has happened, particularly over the pandemic, what happened, we saw all of the news agencies pushing the narrative, the false narrative, Fauci's narrative. And journalism today is nothing of what it was originally designed to do. It was to make sure that our government was held accountable. And kudos to you.
Because oh, thank you. Well, that's really called a fifth estate. Yeah.
Yeah. You're one of the few, a handful that are out there doing that right
well,
now.
Well, I got targeted. It's not about me. It's just the fact that they did. It's come out in court. The CIA ran operations against us with the fake lawsuits and the show trials and all that. That just shows how real this is. But the good news is they can try to buy all the influencers now. I'm not singling out Israel, but it's one of the things people know about. They officially in Israel last year And so in the last about 16, 17 months, they've spent what they admit, $1.3 billion just buying U.S. influencers. And Tucker Carlson had on one of Trump's main speechwriters 2 weeks ago, who's also his head of social media. And he said, I got approached last year and offered $20 million in the next year, $2 million a month, to sit there and take Israeli propaganda and put it out for Trump. And Trump didn't even know. And, of course, that's illegal. So, and that's just Israel. So we hear all about Russian stuff with no real evidence of its influence. They got some, but nothing compared to the Chinese or Hollywood or the left, the teachers union or Israel. But the point is, Israel is literally doing that, its own Operation Mockingbird here in America.
And it's
and not even hiding it. It's like in the Times of Israel. They're like, oh, yeah, we $1.3 billion buying U.S. influencers. And you see these influencers with all the same talking point at the same. They'll even publish at the same minute. They don't even change the tweets.
Well, you know, in my opinion, that's treasonous. If you're an American citizen,
amen.
This is treason. It should not be happening. And we should not be letting foreign governments.
And that's the bottom line, folks, is we're not getting Israeli money, Republican money, Democrat money. I sell things and have sponsors that I know help people. I mean, bovine colostomy, everybody knows how that great is. We go and get the best private label of it, sell it to you. You know, cool silver coins, fun knives that I like, whatever I like we get. You know, cool T-shirts like, hey, don't spy on me instead of don't tread on me, cutting down a flock tower. You know, it's just fun stuff that we know is good, and you know you're backing us. Who's behind Alex Jones? Who's behind Jesse Beltran? Who's behind Matt Hazen? You. We are brought to you by you at GetMasterpiece.com. It is incredible. And for me, it took about, you said, oh, watch your dreams. We met like 9 months ago. I met you before that, Jesse. And because I was, you know, seeking out what you guys were up to, just doing research. And then I talked to my Navy SEAL buddy. He goes, oh, you know this guy? I said, I've actually seen him, heard him. Wow, he's coming to town next week. So we went and hiked and hung out. But, I mean, it's just incredible. You said, yeah, in a couple days you'll feel it. The first thing you'll have is dreams. Well, I've already learned with really good fish oil you have great dreams, and I always have a lot of great dreams. But since I've been taking Masterpiece, my dreams are way more intense. And I talk so much. Speak about that, Matt, and your experience. And then what's going on with this, like the sand? And clearly it's excreting metal out. Because I know metal. It smells like metal. It stinks.
Yeah.
And then after... started about 2-3 weeks in, and after about a month, it went away. And then everybody's like, wow, your skin looks great. Like, but look at yours. Jeez, dude.
Yeah, the only time I haven't seen in all the studies that we've done in the last 3 years, Masterpiece not work is when people don't take it. If they treat it like a supplement that just sits on their shelf, they don't take it like they're supposed to, that's the only time they don't see it.
Oh, give me some. Put my eyes to.
But I'll tell you right now, our pineal gland, which is fluoride filled, without getting in too long of a biology conversation about why specifically fluoride gravitates to the pineal gland so well. But what we see is our pineal gland is responsible for all of our serotonin and melatonin production.
And doesn't fluoride hit that too?
Yes, fluoride makes, you know, obviously making us third eye blind. And so what we see, one of the first things that you see when someone's taking a Masterpiece consistently, it takes about 2 weeks to, about 2 days to about 2.5 weeks, their dream vividness. For me, I start dreaming in color. I had dreamed sometime in my life and stopped dreaming for the most part, but I dream in highlight reels. Me and my family wake up, we talk about what our dreams were the previous morning, and I never dreamed in color. What you're going to see is really deep sleep because our body is actually, the pineal gland's actually being able to produce the serotonin and function properly.
You know, it's funny, when I was a little kid, I remember my dreams were like beyond technicolor. It was glowing colors, and I dreamed so much. I still have some of the big color dreams, but I know what you're talking about is those explosive color dreams.
Yeah.
I've been having those again.
Yeah, and so really healthy sleep leads to really healthy days. We all know that. And so when you're actually being able to focus, hold a good conversation, be present. And the biggest thing that you notice, guess what? Just like a child, you don't have to tell a child to be happy and have a good day. They are always childlike. They have that childlike joy.
My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks, you've seen the deplatforming, you've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out of the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones. And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan, in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots, and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial. And this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Some sick stuff, but again, it's reality. It's you can store data in humans. So now what they've tried to do is they say, hey, well, what if we can grow technology inside of the human being?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
So now that we know that MKUltra is real, do you think it's possible they could deploy that technology or something very similar through social media channels? Do you think it could be happening right now to millions of people all at once?
Facebook ran an experiment on 689,000 people and didn't tell a single one of them. Those weren't volunteers. Nobody signed up. They were literally just on the app, scrolling, liking their cousin's dumb vacation photos. And the whole time, a team of data scientists was reaching into their feeds and turning a dial, feeding some of them sadness and feeding others joy. And this wasn't to sell them stuff. It was just to see if they could change what those people felt without ever talking to them. And they could. They called it emotional contagion, and they even published it. Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in 2014. This isn't some random file that got leaked. It's a peer-reviewed paper where they basically brag about it. And it worked. Emotions got manipulated to extremes with no conversations and no contact. Just the machine quietly deciding what a few hundred thousand people were gonna feel that day. You'd think somebody catches this. Cornell's name was on the study. Every university has a board, an IRB, and the entire job of that board is to stop this exact thing from happening. You don't get to run experiments on human beings without them knowing. That's the one rule. Cornell's board later admitted they never looked at it at all. In Facebook's defense, you agreed to this. It was in the terms of service. The terms of service said nothing about psychological research. Not a word. They just decided agree to use the app also meant agree to be experimented on. And here's the part that should really mess with you. In 1977, a Senate committee drags the CIA into a room over MKUltra, a program built to screw with the minds of American citizens without their consent. It gets defunded, files are destroyed, at least most of them, and we all get handed this promise. Never again. Never again does anybody run mind control experiments on the public in the dark. That promise did not last long. And in this instance that happened to make it into the public awareness, nobody had to break in. Nobody hid anywhere. They wrote it up and put it in a journal and stuck a university's name on the front page. So no, the question was never, did they do it? They told us they did it. The question is, how the hell is this still legal now? And why almost none of us even flinched?
Jesse, amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is, you know, that she poses a great question. Why is this still being allowed to be done? We know that these social media companies like Meta are out there and they're disseminating aspects of MKUltra. They are part of this system that has been utilized in order to accomplish complete dominance, like you mentioned earlier. And, you know,
we've been taught we're all kumbaya and loving. They're hyper-aggressive people using mad scientist control, national security, classified systems to be above the law, who are light years ahead of us now in development technology, suppressing live extension, suppressing the whole future. It's the ultimate form of discrimination. While we're fighting over black or white, it's really about the technocrats versus us.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why they're doing this, listen to who they're targeting. We know that they did POWs in the Korean War, but that's the Naval Hospital was doing this. Walter Reed, Valley Forge, and then even CIA agents were being exposed to it. That is the Frank Olson story.
Threw him off a building.
Yeah, threw him off a
building. Interviewed his son.
Yeah, and his family sued and ended up winning. And they worked on prisoners, psychiatric patients, mental hospital residents. And here's another aspect that may or may not surprise people. They went after racial minorities, those they deemed weaker and less intelligent. That was another aspect of society who they went after. They were even doing experiments on children as young as 5 years old. They were giving them LSD.
But when you study the globalists, they always sell it, we're getting rid of the dumb people, which is wrong. But really, the NSA and leaked documents have been, we're worried about the smart people. Like bombing everyone with fluoride, that hits your smartest people too.
Correct. And yeah, and fluoride is a neurotoxin. And I believe that that's something that was studied in your recent study.
Several.
You know, and they went after refugees, defectors, and prisoners of war overseas. So this is a global attack. This is not just the U.S. citizens here in America. This is now a global attack. We have victims on every continent on this planet currently that contact me daily, asking for help, asking for solutions. But, you know, I believe within the next year, we're going to be there. We're going to have a full solution to this as long as we don't get stopped. I have the world's largest independent database on AHI victims, Havana Syndrome victims, electronic terrorism victims on the planet currently. And if this task force is serious about what they're trying to accomplish. They did a great opening. It's a start. The congressional hearing on June 30th. But if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty, you need to bring in people who are experiencers. And I have an abundance of experiencers of people who are being afflicted this way.
We have prominent people, State Department people, CIA, you name it. I mean, this, and then we have all these programs, and obviously it's hidden right under their nose. We're like, we don't know who's hitting us. We're trying to find out the foreign government. It's their own people. Remember, Edward Snowden found out his boss was spying on him and was like watching him and his wife have sex off the laptop camera.
Correct.
And then you notice 15 years ago, you know, Zuckerberg covering his camera. People are like, oh, Alex first did that like 30 years ago in a documentary, and then he's crazy, but oh, here's Zuckerberg 10 years later doing it. No, they know. I mean, it's ridiculous. Now, some of these other headlines, let's go over these. Determinants of autism spectrum disorder. How does that tie in?
Well, it ties into the vaccines. They're showing that, you know, we're putting all of these toxic metals into our children, and it's basically affecting their neurogrowth. You're hitting them with all of these poisons at a developmental age in the human brain that's imperative that it's left pure. And they're now imposing this. In fact, I think there's a new vaccine called Vaxelis. It's on clip number 7, where they're combining 6 shots into one, and now they're being administered to babies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the lobotomy.
Correct. Yeah, and that's clip 7.
They know it hits the body. It has autoimmune response, inflammation, all the toxins that are in it. They admit in all the studies it's the triple shot's the worst. Their answer is, don't worry, we got a 6 shot for you. But if they get them when they're a baby, they never get to develop, so it covers up that they just lobotomize the child.
And correct. And for those who survive that attack, basically you have the complete nodal system in them. You know, the IoT, the Internet of Things, which is the complete agenda. That's why 4G, 5G, 6G is being utilized. 6G really isn't about faster internet. It's just about larger perspectives of control.
We heard Trump, he goes, 6G, it goes deeper in the skin.
Absolutely. And why would you say that unless you didn't know already?
He lets it slip up. They need to be able to penetrate deep, and it doesn't just penetrate deep, it gets full spectrum resonance. So it's about an engineer, but it gets, you know, really into, it can scan everything.
They Correct. Figured they needed to get it a little bit deeper. It wasn't quite good enough, so they did full immunity for glyphosate so that they could get to that last level of deepness.
And people forget it, the melanin blocks it.
Better believe it. That's why I'm so tan. Say, boy, that guy's tan as hell. Yeah, I shoot melanin. So does my family, because I am targeted. I'm not going to just be sitting there and give myself over to getting voices in my head and everything else that happens when they...
Because the sun's radiation, melanin is literally the blocker of it.
Yes.
So the black folks got a leg up here.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And as Dr. Cruz had disclosed, that the CIA started to realize that people of brown skin were harder to mind control. And it's because they have larger amounts of melanin. So for everyone out there listening.
Well, I'm going Tropic Thunder. Yeah. I'm serious, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm resistant. I've always had a little bit darker skin.
Yeah, well, that's why they moved down.
Once I go black, I ain't going back.
Oh, my gosh.
So, well, you know, if you want to be less controllable, you know, I encourage you to do that. You want to build a healthy melanin system
but
around.
But people make a joke of that. Yeah. Melanin's literally a radiation shield. I mean,
yes. It's your force field.
Yeah,
it's your force field. But you know what glyphosate does to it? Glyphosate is a melanin interrupter.
That's right, dissolves it. Well, then why did Northern Europeans and others not have it? I guess because they get less sun, or what do we think genetically did that?
Well, I'm not sure the answer to that, so I don't want to even speculate. But the fact is, if you're more fair skinned, you are more controllable. And you're more, you know, according to their data in the system. And
that's because the waves go in easier.
Correct.
And then people are like, what's that mean? Well, it blocks freaking sun. What do you think we're talking about?
Yeah.
Seen that giant fireball up there?
Yeah.
Burns your ass, you lay out in it too long? It ain't an Easter bunny. It's real.
Well, and it kind of makes me wonder, why was everyone told to use sunblock?
All the studies say if you use it, you get cancer.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Why is everyone being forced to use sunblock? It's because it prevents melanin from developing.
The sun makes you develop melanin.
Correct. And that is the RF protector.
Look on your sunblock on the back of the ingredients. You're going to see PEG or PPG, polyethylene glycol or polypropylene glycol.
By the way, folks that don't know, your cat drinks that, it dies.
Yeah.
Antifreeze.
Yes. Yes. You're literally talking.
Oh, we're conspiracy theorists now. Don't drink antifreeze. Oh. All right. Let's hit some more of these. I want to bring in the filmmaker. Deadly bacteria found in major U.S. city's wastewater system tied to Mark Zuckerberg's $800 million data center. Modular nanobot self-assembling targets cancer cells and cuts viability. Also, so they've created the first time artificial life that devours and takes over. Do you see that one? I mean, this is getting crazy town. That ties into Manson murders, allegedly tied to CIA. I knew that forever. So it's coming out now in Congress. Let's talk about those in closing with Matt, and then let's bring in the ruler of Krypton, General Zol.
It's one of the scariest true stories out there. An 8.5-month pregnant, beautiful woman getting stabbed to death. Manson was able to gain control of his followers. He could get them to go out and kill on command without remorse. How did he learn how to brainwash those kids and turn them into monsters?
These people were on LSD. Manson was preaching all the time. Race wars, murder was okay.
When a story did start to emerge, it was managed very carefully.
It was managed and manipulated. I know that what we were told isn't what happened. There were these research scientists who were working secretly for the government.
One of the most bizarre episodes in CIA history.
Planted false memories in people without their awareness.
My world is a sad world.
Manson was really into mind control.
I understood what I was doing, but it just didn't make any difference.
Manson became exactly what the CIA was trying to create.
Well, you're suggesting Manson was a puppet.
So we just did a pretty big deep dive with Jesse Beltran, but he's going to be back in another interview I'm doing. Actually, several. They're going to be airing in the next few days, the next week. So look for that. We just skimmed the surface. So that's about the deepest dive anybody's done, which is scary. But we'll go deeper with Jesse Beltran coming up very, very soon. We're taping all these interviews. We can get to all of it. But I wanted to get Edward Zol on, who's part of the team. And we got Matt Hazen riding shotgun with us. He's a well-known talk show host and filmmaker, investigative journalist, heads up the media company TLM, which produces for several national conservative shows, and the blockbuster COVID documentary Died Suddenly, seen by over 200 million people worldwide at Died Suddenly on X, and Real Edward Zol, S-Z-A-L-L. Edward, we're talking about the transhumanist agenda here. You sat there the last hour and a half politely while I was going over all this stuff with my amazing guest here. Let's put bookends on this baby for people.
Well, the New World Order that you've been fighting against and covering pretty extensively for the last 20 years, it's at a new chapter where nanotechnology is now blending with human augmentation. And the transhumanist agenda is now here. It's upon us. In so many ways, there's been an age of disclosure.
But you really burrow in, you and your team, as I watch your show and the other shows you produce all the time, into the transhumanism. This is the real ultimate revolution. So let's try to put bookends on the last hour and a half.
So much of what we covered in the first half of this special really concentrated on the work that's being done by the CIA, the past programs. The funniest thing is that MKUltra is a current program. You know, Jesse Beltran has bravely been amongst the leaders who are exposing that it's an ongoing agenda to try to not just hijack the human mind, but the soul itself. When you speak about transhumanism, you've covered this extensively in your documentaries, Alex. Yeah, the technology itself has been mainstreamed now. There has been a version of disclosure. And just like with the aliens disclosure day, there was a disclosure of capabilities. When it came to this year, we've learned not only does the CIA have the ability to find any person in the world, but they've had the capability to stop every sex trafficker, rescue every child that's been lost, and also find every missing person that we don't have to put on you know, milk cartons anymore. Ultimately, the government has had capabilities well past our imagination. And the transhumanist agenda has never been about empowerment of humans. It's been about creating a new lord class to rule over mankind. And of course, for atheists and the scientific elite who see themselves as gods here on this earth, they look at transhumanism as a way to ascend not just the limits of humanity, but also to ascend God itself. They will be gods. Now, our film that we've been working on has actually been writing itself much of this year. I kind of pinch myself, especially as I'm traveling around with Jesse. You know, Jesse makes jokes, but it is true. Traveling around with him is like traveling around with a bloody spy half the time. There's people spying on us. We find bugs in bedrooms. We meet the most interesting people.
He talked about that earlier, and I should have elaborated or got to elaborate what happened.
In his bedroom, we got an Airbnb in Kensington, and we were getting ready to interview our MI6 whistleblower. And you know, Jesse is very thorough at this point. He scans every room he enters. You know, it's, at this point, they might as well just not bother spending any money putting the bugs in there because he's going to find them. But so I'm downstairs getting the camera equipment ready. You know, getting ready for the interview the next day. And Jesse is like, "This is odd. There's a light that's blinking or something's going on in the dark. I couldn't sleep last night." And he scans the light and takes it apart. And right there, there's a bug. There's a bug. There's a listening device with video capability.
And when we went down to Mar-a-Lago, same thing happened when me and Jesse was going to an event there. With
Mar-a-Lago has spy devices?
Mike Lindell. Well, we came back.
Oh, I mean, obviously, yeah.
And I, you know, we've had a couple people that have traveled with us this last year that had some interesting things happen to their equipment. So I was like, well, I want to have my equipment scanned. I don't want to have bullets in it or anything weird. And he scanned it using a magnetometer and showed exactly where it was at and where you pull out the luggage when you're walking with it. I got home and right inside of there was this black red circular thing with looked like little lights on it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, right where he said it. And when we got to the airport, he said, here, let me try it again, make sure that it's right where it's at. And he showed me right where it's at, and that's where it was at. And
and humanity is at a crossroads. The elite know this too, Alex. They know that they have the next couple years here to just rush at building out the matrix, the nervous system, especially for it with the data centers. They know that the public right now is still kind of flabbergasted by the advancements that have happened. Like, they're still kind
We're still in the stun mode.
Yeah, they're stunned by the fact that they have ChatGPT in their pocket. They have literal supercomputers now at their disposal. They're using it for trivial means, but the elite aren't. You know, you mentioned the flock cameras. That is something that is so minuscule compared to the capabilities that the government is deploying. I mean, the predictive algorithms are clearly going to be deployed in elections, have been already. I think the government is glad to take the databases they already have and now enforce social engineering on us, you know, through the different devices. And I think to the place when we talk about Hamada syndrome, targeted individuals, you know, the social conditioning and the abuse of our fellow man, I could care less about what's happening, you know, in Iran and the Middle East. There's a war being waged on the American people themselves through this technology abuse. And you can make an argument that truly that terrorism, you know, because terrorism has been used as its own psyop to drive us to war and to spend into infinity. But a true terrorism has been what's been done to poor individuals who then just get called crazy, get thrown into a side.
Well, that's right. We're always being told what foreign groups doing it. The most obvious is your own domestic when you're in the middle of the empire. And you look at the Soros judges here and in Europe letting murderers out, criminals, rapists. That's a form of warfare. It's all literally break our will, drive us into submission. And we get their white papers. They admit we're trying to demoralize them and break their will.
Absolutely. And the old MK Ultra was about how to manipulate, control people from the outside.
And then break and then reprogram.
Yep, yep. And what we moved into with the Brain Initiative was the merger of that outside, that outer MK Ultra programming that had been gone on forever, and then merging it with now a computer system that is literally able to do a lot more than just affect your emotions. And it can make you have long-term hallucinations. It can completely remove your lifetime of memories.
And the reason they need AI is they need to program it, not just for self-driving cars or spying on you. It has to get all the spy data and then make the recommendations to the other systems of what to do, because they already have all the spy data. They don't have enough operatives or people to make the decisions and implement it. That's where AI comes in.
Yep. Well, and they've also killed a lot of their operatives too, hasn't it? The nature of this global elite, this evil entity that the shadows of the world.
As soon as one of their operatives has done enough missions and become competent, they, even if they're still subservient and loyal, they're worried because they have too much knowledge.
They're constantly in a state of paranoia. I think it's much like the devil himself, right? You know, I think that the transhumanist agenda, Alex, is at a place now where you're not going to see people like, you know, openly look like cyborgs, right? That's not reality. What's reality?
No, they put nanotech into you and you're a cyborg and you look completely normal.
There's active Neuralink tests going on right now. There's people that are tweeting with their brains. Now, this is 2026. God knows where we're going to be in 2030. I mean, well, you.
I talked to folks that know one of the quadriplegics, and again, it has a good use for you of that, but it's with the Trojan horse of any of that. He's just mainlining what's already been around for 30 years or 40. But the guy, they didn't want this out, but when he goes to sleep at night, he wakes up while he's dreaming. He's been surfing the internet and doing all this stuff and having conversations with AI and all this stuff. And so it just shows, like, it's not his conscious brain.
Oh, that's wild. Look, I get where you're coming from with it. And I have heard the arguments. I'm a veteran myself. And of course, if someone's going through PTSD, they're going through terrible things, and that they've found, again, at least something that gives a reprieve. You know, who am I to argue against? But I'll say this. While that's happening, they are using the fact that they're using it for quadriplegics and injured veterans to then also empower things like biofoundries. Now, something I learned from another investigator.
Yeah, they're using brain tissue a lot now, right?
Brain tissue and other organs. And what they're doing is they're actually openly experimenting on how to merge man with machine.
But they're also using human brains they found is better than silicon to run these systems.
Well, and that's even a credit to God, isn't it? You think about the amazing capabilities that God gave us.
They can take a blob of brain cells, grow a bunch of it, and then it works way better than silicon running machines.
Well, it's something you covered.
Learns faster.
You covered this about 10 years ago. I was listening to your show, and there was an experiment, and I think they've actually implemented it to a point where they figured out they could store more data on human skin and on vats of skin, like hanging from ceilings in some of these facilities. It's some sick stuff. But again, it's reality. You can store data in humans. So now what they've tried to do is they say, hey, well, what if we can grow technology inside of the human being? And that's where we're at right now. The new
we become the cloud.
Yes. And worse,
we're humans are the cloud, which is the Matrix again telling you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think everybody out there should read the book Global Brain Chips and Mesogens by Hildegard Staninger. She breaks down exactly the brain initiative, what it was, how it was a very decompartmentalized, they compartmentalized each little aspect. They took every university biotechnology gain of function lab that they could pay money to all do specific tasks so that they can get a computer system to it's a lot easier to turn a computer into a person into a cyborg than to take a computer and turn that into a cyborg. So we are literally at the very end of, and again, Russia had a brain issue.
We're the advanced technology made by God. Obviously, that's what you want.
We are the most advanced by far technology in the universe.
And then they convince us that, oh, the machine is more advanced than you, when it's just a reflection of us.
Yeah. And all
plagiarism.
Yes. And all these artificial intelligence type site computers, they can learn and hold huge data sets and recognize it. But obviously the feelings and the emotional.
It doesn't see a beautiful sunset. It doesn't smell things. And it doesn't have free will. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts, go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you, Meta, Facebook is watching you, Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. and firstunitedpayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit firstunitedpayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.